Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. China Fahui. I finally began to cultivate seriously. By a Falun Dafa practitioner in Jilin Province, China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I was born in the 1980s and have practiced Falun Dafa for more than 20 years. My cultivation path has been uneven and bumpy. I didn't cultivate diligently. I let up due to my attachment to comfort and laziness. Oftentimes, I acted like an everyday person. I recently became addicted to playing on my smartphone. When I was not busy at work, I watched videos or visited various websites. I read a few pages of the Fa teachings after I came home, but I could not focus. I occasionally clarified the truth to people, but I didn't do the three things we should do seriously. My Xinqing was the same as an everyday person's. Returning to cultivation. Master Li gave me several hints to cultivate myself. I did better for a few days and then went back to an everyday person's state. At the beginning of this year, the coronavirus broke out, spreading throughout China and then to the world. Residential areas and cities were locked down and I had to stay home. I studied the Fa with fellow practitioners in my family every morning, and I became serious and focused. I was shocked and realized the urgency of saving people and the preciousness of this cultivation opportunity after I studied the Fa a lot. I wanted to pull myself together and cultivate diligently again from the bottom of my heart. I made use of every minute. I studied the Fa in the morning and clarified the truth to people for the rest of the day. Our residential area was not controlled tightly during the lockdown period. I could easily come and go. I distributed flyers every day and also asked fellow practitioners to study the Fa at my home. Studying the Fa together is the format Master gave us. My main consciousness became clearer with Fa study. I could feel Master strengthening me constantly. Every day I felt cleansed, rectified, and renewed in Dafa. I felt happiness and hope in my heart. I was usually lazy and didn't do any household chores. My wife did almost all the housework. I was addicted to playing on my mobile phone, and I couldn't stop. I was very annoyed with myself. As I became clear-headed, I began thinking about how I could do the three things well and make full use of my time to save people. My attachments became weaker and then disappeared. I realized that my wife and I are part of one body, and I shouldn't leave all the housework to her. I should do my bit so that she could have more time to do her projects to save people. This was part of my cultivation. Whether it was the family chores or the three things, both of us cooperated and shared the work. I haven't played on my mobile for a long time because I realized it was a strong attachment. I am a Dafa disciple. How could I let it control me? I was annoyed and tried to stop several times but failed. In the end, I lived with it. Thanks to Master's strengthening and Dafa's power, I let it go because I recognized the harm it caused and I wanted to truly change. I didn't force myself to give it up. I used to think that I didn't cultivate well and didn't believe that I could cultivate to completion. Now I realize that I didn't solidly cultivate myself and wasn't assimilated to the Fa. Because I cultivated diligently recently, I understood the Fa refines the person. When I act according to Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, my behavior is rectified and I am assimilated to the Fa. My life is renewed. Everything is bestowed by Master and is the manifestation of the boundless power of Falun Dafa. I am very thankful to Master for awakening me in the last moment of the Fa rectification period and helping me to return to my original home and fulfill my prehistoric vows. Clarifying the truth and saving sentient beings. My residential area was not tightly controlled at the beginning of the lockdown. My wife and I could go to group Fa study and go out to clarify the truth to people freely. We went out together to put up posters, distribute flyers, and spend currency with truth-clarifying messages printed on the bills. At first, I had a lot of fear and only took a few flyers with me. I was frightened. My body trembled and my heart pounded. Every time I went out to distribute truth-clarifying materials, my human notions and righteous thoughts fought with each other. One day, I read a report on the Minghui website about a practitioner who was arrested and her home was ransacked after she was recorded on camera distributing flyers. My fear and negative thoughts surfaced. Would I be recorded by the surveillance cameras? What should I do if I was arrested? I felt it was best to stop distributing flyers for a few days. Then, the more I thought about it, the more frightened I became. But I knew that I shouldn't be moved and that fear shouldn't prevent me from doing what I should do. My fear and righteous thoughts were in a fierce battle. I told myself that I should stop thinking about it and I should study the Fa. Only the Fa could reinforce my righteous thoughts. As soon as I picked up Juan Falun, I thought, going out to distribute materials is the most righteous thing. I'm doing what Master asked, and no evil was allowed to interfere. My mind instantly became clear, and my righteous thoughts strengthened. It's a Dafa disciple's mission to save sentient beings. As long as I was in the Fa and complied with the Fa principles, no evil dared to persecute me. We distributed flyers in our residential area. As my righteous thoughts became stronger, we went to other areas. When I saw bags with truth-clarifying materials hanging on door handles, I knew other practitioners had been there. I was very touched. Practitioners are remarkable. All of us urgently want to save sentient beings. We distributed materials and spent currency bills with truth-clarifying messages on them. We used every possible means to spread the truth. I had an unrighteous thought. I doubted if people read the messages on the notes because people were used to them after seeing them for so many years. An incident changed my notion. One afternoon, my wife and I went to the market and visited many stalls so that we could spend more bills. I gave a vendor a bill with the message facing up when I bought something. He took it and read it carefully. I was touched. Every flyer and every phone call play their role. I shouldn't doubt it. I felt the urgency and responsibility of saving people. Master used this to reinforce my righteous thoughts. With the improvement of my Xinqing, I had less fear. I didn't feel so afraid when I distributed materials. After the lockdown was lifted, practitioners realized that we had to save more people at this critical moment in history. My wife suggested that we clarify the truth to people in person. I had clarified the truth to my clients, but I knew them all. I hesitated to go out and talk to strangers about Dafa and the persecution. But I knew that as a Dafa practitioner, I shouldn't let fear stop me. I should try my best to do what Master asked us to do. I decided to step forward to clarify the truth to people in person with other practitioners in June. I learned how remarkable our practitioners are through firsthand experience. On scorching hot days, they went out to look for people and save them. They were hot, thirsty, tired, and hungry, but no one felt the hardship. They were used to it. One day I saw a practitioner clarifying the truth to a lady who looked arrogant and unfriendly. The practitioner was not upset. Instead, she talked to her with true sincerity. I was so touched. I used to sit at my desk and clarify the truth to the customers who looked kind, but I didn't want to talk to those I didn't like. I missed many sentient beings I could have saved. I was full of regret. I used to think that those practitioners who seemed to have no trouble clarifying the truth must have good techniques or unique skills. When I went out with them, I listened carefully and saw how they did it. I saw that they actually didn't have any special techniques. They just chatted with people. I learned that I should clarify the truth to people with compassion, follow their attachments to open up the conversation, and not talk at too high a level or say too much. I realized that practitioners could not succeed if we didn't have righteous thoughts and determination. One day I met a lady from another city and spoke to her. I was not in a good cultivation state, had fear, and was not clear-headed. She was very kind. I thought she was predestined, and I hoped that she could be saved. I silently asked Master to strengthen me. Although I didn't explain clearly, she understood everything and agreed to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I thanked Master. One night, I went to a crowded market to clarify the truth. I saw a lady sitting by herself, so I chatted with her. She was a committed atheist. Before, I would have left. But this time, I talked to her with compassion because I thought we were predestined to meet. Thanks to Master's strengthening, I remained calm, even though we had differing opinions. We had a nice conversation. I addressed some of her doubts from the FAS perspective. When I asked her if she would like to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations, she immediately agreed and thanked me. On my way home, while I was enjoying the cool evening air, I had an intense feeling of respecting and cherishing sentient beings. I was so grateful to our esteemed Master. Looking back on my cultivation path over the past 20 years, every bit of my improvement and elevation in level was thanks to Master's strengthening and hints. They also came when I enlightened to Dafa's principles. Dafa is the source and basis of our lives. I'd like to express my endless gratitude to Master for his compassion and saving grace. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.